Well, good morning. Some of us not in the best of health, but here and able to answer questions, I'm sure. I have a word in my mind. It begins with the letter E, and it is a word that begins to affect children and also older people this time of the year. I wonder what that word could be. Stanley, you have it, sir. Excitement. Excitement. Christmas trees going up, Christmas cards now, the post is running, pouring through the letterboxes, concerts, activities at school, and other things too for those not at school. I'm sure Catherine and David, a little bit of excitement coming in with Christmas in view there. Right, excitement. What other things do people get excited about? Charlotte. Presents. Well, they do, yes. More generally, Catherine.
Birthdays.
I'm thinking presents here. They do. I have known that in my family. Yes, Molly?
The snow.
The snow. We got excited about that. And then we got a little wearied, perhaps, of it when we had all that ice to cope with. And today we say snow. What snow, don't we? As it has so quickly melted. I didn't know whether this morning I'd have some more things to say about the snow. I guess I could have done the fact that it disappeared so quickly. But anyway, it's not here with us or right here, right now. Perhaps there'll be more to come. But that was quite exciting. So what did we do in the snow that was exciting? James has got one there.
Playing things.
Oh, playing things there. That's exciting, isn't it there, Catherine?
Igloos and snowmen.
Igloos. I've heard about igloos down the hill there. Yes, Grace? Building a snowman, Stanley.
Sledging.
All kinds of things like that. But, oh, think of this. Excitement takes up our thoughts, doesn't it? It's in our minds, we're turning it over. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, I've got to do this. Or something you're hopeful about there and all getting excited. But you know what I'm going to say, don't you, perhaps, there? Who should we be the most excited about, Catherine?
Jesus,
isn't it? It is him. Oh, you think. I knew you'd say that. That's it. He always is saying that. I say that because it's true. Because he is the one we should be the most excited about. I mean, what kinds of things does he do that should really get us stirred up? What do you think, Catherine?
He came into this world to die for us.
He came into this world to die for us. That is amazing. Charlotte?
He's going to come back.
He's going to come back one day. That is exciting. That is amazing. Stanley?
He came here voluntarily.
We couldn't say, come here, we want you now. Didn't have to come, didn't have to listen to our cry. He came out of love for our sakes. That is exciting, that is amazing. But I just have a feeling that my words may not be with you on Monday morning or Tuesday morning, that other things will have sort of rather crowded them out. It's not as if those things are wrong things, but Jesus just then disappears. Why does he disappear? Why does he disappear, Charlotte? Because of sin. And you probably knew I was going to say that. And we all say, yes, that's so. But we still let it happen, don't we? And you might say it's a bit like the snow. It just suddenly melted away. And the Lord Jesus, in our thinking, just melts away because of sin. I'm afraid so. It's because of sin. And you know, sin is still working like that. Even in the oldest Christian in this room this morning, they also find that it's an effort sometimes to keep the Lord Jesus in view and to still be excited about all that he is and all that he has done. So, don't think, because I just keep forgetting and other things get so exciting and I forget him, that you're any different actually from anybody else. You're not. Christians all find that the Lord Jesus Christ disappears from view all too easily. And that's because of sin. But, you know, it's good for us to remember him as often as we can, to make that effort, perhaps to think Monday. Now, what was it that the pastor said that day? He said, don't forget the Lord Jesus. Right, I'm not going to forget, and I'm just going to, for a few moments there, thank him and remember him, and perhaps ask him to help you at school, at home, at college, wherever you might be, and through the day, try to remember him. Because that way, you know, we get a little bit more excited about him. And he will bless us, and he will show us more about himself, so that, well, it's not that everything else just goes out of the window, but he is center stage, and everything, Christmas, presents, everything, all the things we're doing, find their place much better when he's in the middle of everything. So may God bless us, all of us, at this exciting, busy time of the year, and encourage us to remember him so that we can get a bit excited, think more, get taken up more with him. Let's sing a hymn to help us remember that. 120, great is the gospel of our glorious God.